the top of the news this Friday evening, Zimbabwe's opposition is disputing results of a March 29th presidential election released to them by electoral officials. Official data released today shows opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai beating President Robert Mugabe, but with not enough of a lead to escape a second-round contest with the veteran leader, who has led Zimbabwe since 1980. The MDC insists Tsvangirai won outright. Father Chris Townsend is spokesman for the South African Bishops' Conference. He says that the number of men, women, and children pouring into South Africa has doubled in the wake of violence following the bitterly disputed election.
We're involved because of the numbers of Zimbabweans who have moved into South Africa for various reasons, but mainly now coming through as refugees. The numbers have increased dramatically in the last 3 weeks. Jesuit Refugee Services working in a town called Makado in the northern Limpopo province of South Africa have seen a doubling every day of the number of people coming through. Very concerning for us has been the fact that these are no longer just people coming through for economic motives, maybe to get a little bit of money to take back home, but they're coming to escape repression, they're coming to escape being beaten. One of the very sad things is that many of the young people who are coming through, some of them only 16 or 17 who haven't voted, are being targeted because they're being labeled as saying the young people have done this. They have pulled down this much vaunted leader of this this revolution, and so they're being actively targeted. The second thing is the violence, particularly the gender violence. We've had stories of gang rapes. We've had stories of whole families being chased out of villages because one or two or many of them have voted for the MDC or have been seen or perceived to have voted for them. That automatically puts us into a situation where people are being forced to move because of political motives. It's no longer a case of, well, they're just coming to South Africa for work.